Ojoj, ukinili nas bodo.
Kaj? Kako to misliš?
Ja, FM bodo ukinili.
Kaj? Kaj bomo pa zdaj?
Brez panike, nihče ne bo odpravil radija. Bomo pa počasi prestopili iz analognega obdobja v digitalno.
It's the opposite. This is actually renewing radio as a media platform and as used towards listeners.
Zgodilo se bo torej nasprotno. DAB bo pripomogel k obnovitvi radija kot medijske platforme, ki bo še prijaznejša do poslušalcev. Prvi se bodo na pot digitalizacije oziroma prehoda od FM k DAB odpravili Norvežani. Zato smo zaprosili za nekaj odgovorov Marie Hagerup, urednico komuniciranja pri norveškem digitalnem radiju, ki je v lasti javne in komercialnih norveških radijskih postaj.
Hello, my name is Mari Hagerup. I am the communications manager for Digital Radio Norway.
Začnimo pri letu 1995, ko so na Norveškem začeli uvajati oddajanje DAB. Gre torej za dolg proces, ki traja že leta oziroma desetletja.
Actually, this is a part of a very long process that has been going on for several years and almost several decades, I could say. The implementation of DAB began as early as in 1995 in Norway.
Formaliziran pa je bil leta 2011, ko je norveški parlament Storting določil usmeritve za prehod k digitalnemu radijskemu oddajanju.
In 2011 there was a formal agreement in the parliament saying that if Norway is to complete the transition to digital radio, we need to have a set of steering standards in a way.
Od takrat se je zmogljivost radijskih postaj, ki oddajajo digitalno, povečala, prav tako tudi število ljudi s prejemniki, ki omogočajo poslušanje digitalnih radijskih postaj.
Since then we have been having a growth of the DAB stations and we also have had an uptake on DAB radio sets amongst all the people who have been living here.
O pomoči FM mreže, ki je precej stara in potrebuje nadgradnjo.
On the FM network, which is quite old and in need of upgrade.
Danes na Norveškem prek FM-a oddaja le še 5 radijskih postaj. Tistih, ki oddajajo v pomoči DAB, pa je že 22.
We only have 5 channels nationwide, but on the DAB we now have 22 stations all over the country.
Med zadnjimi, pred letom in pol, se je na mrežo priključil tudi poseben radio, namenjen starejšim poslušalcem, s prilagojeno glasbo in starejšimi znanimi voditelji.
One of the new channels that was actually launched like 1.5 years ago was made especially for the elderly people, with the music that they like and with the old radio hosts that they have nice acquaintance with throughout the years.
Ki bi sicer morda ostali brez dela.
These radio hosts would maybe not have had the same opportunity to continue as radio hosts if it weren't for this channel.
To priča o tem, da bo prihodnost oziroma modernizacija radija šla tudi proti personalizaciji. No, DAB radijski industriji ob 8-krat nižjih stroških omogoča tako modernizacijo kot tudi možnost širitve.
DAB makes it easier for the radio industry to modernize and to broaden the number of channels.
Zmogljivost mreže DAB tako omogoča še ustanovitev oziroma priključitev približno 20 radijskih postaj.
And there is capacity to make even more stations. The capacity is about 40 channels.
Tako na Norveškem, kaj pa pri nas, večina ljudi še zmeraj posluša radio kar v avtomobilih.
I think it's very important that we have a very high awareness amongst every car dealers and with every garage on how to actually upgrade radio in cars. There's a lot of new equipment that can be used to upgrade any car radio.
Marie Hagerup poudarja, da je pomembna ozaveščenost prodajalcev oziroma serviserjev avtomobilov o tem, da je treba uporabnikom predstaviti možnosti nadgradnje na digitalno sprejemanje radija v njihovih jeklenih konjičkih. Obstaja namreč zelo veliko tehnoloških zmožnosti, ki omogočajo to nadgradnjo. Pa vendar...
Now we do know from the TV digitalization that many people actually waited until after the analog signal was turned off. And this might happen with the radio as well.
Prav izkušnja prehoda od analogne k digitalni televiziji kaže, da nekateri ljudje pač čakajo do zadnjega trenutka ali morda še dlje. Tudi na Norveškem se še niso vsi prilagodili.
It's still not the whole country that's listening. And of course, it's not all the cars, for example, that has changed their radio equipment.
Sicer pa imajo na voljo še 2 leti. Izklop FM na Norveškem se bo namreč začel 11. januarja leta 2017 in bo potekal postopno, od pokrajne do pokrajne.
Well, we now have about 2 years, less than 2 years actually, until the first shutdown of the national FM network begins. Actually, it will happen region by region.
Do takrat je pomembno, da v državi zagotovijo tako tehnične zmogljivosti kot pomoč ljudem, da bo prehod od FM k DAB za nje čim lažji.
And the important is that there's an availability all over the country for getting help to installing all these solutions.
In da bodo zvesti poslušalci radija čim prej vzljubili tudi DAB. Marie Hagerup je o tem prepričana, tudi zato, ker bo DAB radiju z več pestrosti prinesel novo svežino.
But I think that for all radio lovers, they will like this new digital radio. And we do think that people like it because it's a much bigger variety.
Na vse zadnje bo radio v hudi konkurenci z internetom le tako preživel.